Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Everybody, welcome to the nation, the Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. This time of year, most folks have put their barbecues away for the winter. And today, though, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who has never put his barbecue away. In fact, this time of year, he and his team are still competing, and they just competed last week at the Jack Daniels. If that means anything to you, and it probably does if you listen to this show. The World's Championships, we're going to talk about more of that in a few minutes, but I'd like to welcome John Nilgus, the boss hog of the Parrot Head Smokers. And John and his team won the Reserve World Championship title at the Jack last week. John, welcome to the show.
Well, glad to be here.
So are you guys all Jimmy Buffett fans with the Parrot Heads?
Well, I'm kind of a team of one, so I'm kind of a bit of a rarity out here. But that's how it started. Was Jimmy Buffett? We needed a team name and kind of panicked. And I thought that's as good as anything.
Oh, I've been a member of the in absentia of the Coral Reefer Band for a long time. So ever since college, I think. So it was good. So you were you were second. You won the brisket division.
Yeah, we won the brisket, and then I also got a soft call, and then ended up a reserve grand champion. It was just a total shock, all of it.
Well, congratulations!
Thank you.
Had you competed many times in the Jack before?
This was our 11th trip down to Lynchburg, so been very lucky to get drawn. You know, so many times, and last year we got in because it was the on your 10th trip to the Jack. Yeah, as long as you win one, you get to go automatically. So that was probably the hardest way to get there, and then in the end, it's the easiest way to get in. So,
well, tell us about the atmosphere of the Jack versus like KCBS there in Kansas City.
Well, I've done the Royal many times and haven't in the last few years. And, you know, that's 500. I think they had over 600 teams down there this year. And it's, it's just a huge party, and it's a great time. Jack Daniels, obviously, is more limited, tougher to get into that. And, just something about being in the hollow there and watering up, taking your tour at the distillery and you know, getting in a day early and just, you know, getting all that fun out of the way, which we did. And, and just having all the international teams there, that's a lot of fun, and getting to meet different people from different countries. It's just an honor to get chosen and get a go.
So, John, what type of smoker do you use? Did you have a custom one built, or did you have something you created, or just off the rack?
No, I've cooked on a lot of different cookers over the years and had different trailers. And right now I'm cooking on a Horizon Offset, and those guys are out of Oklahoma. So I like the old school stuff. It's a little more challenging, but I like the flavor that I get from, you know, a good clean burning log versus, you know, pellet cookers or things like that or gravity feed. You know, you're up all night, but I think it's worth it.
Well, you know, if you're listening to Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, and you can cook all night. I know one time I took on a job of smoking 19 turkeys for my parents at a retail store, and that was for their employees. And so I was up for like 3 days doing that.
And, yeah.
But I never got thirsty, though.
No, I mentioned we, you know, that going every weekend, it gets to be a kind of tough on the old guys, and you're missing one night's sleep every week. And you know, if you go out and do 20, 30 weekends a year, it, you know, it really starts to add up. But again, I just like that flavor, and if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna give it my best effort, and you know, and it involves up all night.
So, do you take your own wood with you, or do you get it when you arrive at the competitions?
No, I have it. You know, being from South Dakota, we don't really have a lot of hickory and pecan and that type of thing up here. So, I get it shipped to me, and then I started putting it in my wife's oven overnight when she goes to bed. To try to get it dried out a little bit more. And so, you know, she goes to bed, the wood goes in the oven. I set it about 250 and let it sit there all night. And then before she gets up, I rush out there and pull it back out of the ovens. And it dries it up real nice, and I'm ready to go. But she's on to me.
I love this guy. I mean, I used to keep my scotch in an oven when I was a bachelor, but that's a different story.
Well, she's... He says, why does the kitchen always smell like wood in here when I bake anything? I don't know.
That is, I love that. I just think that's great. So, but that also tells me you're not getting a hell of a lot of sleep either. If you have to put it in before she goes to bed or after she goes to bed and then get it out in the morning before she gets up.
It works. So, do what we got to do.
So when you're doing, let's go back to the competition a little bit. In fact, let's go back to the history. How did you get started in this, John?
I imagine like everyone, it's just, you know, you enjoyed eating barbecue restaurants, and then you buy your first little smoker and kind of go from there, and the little one's never big enough, and you just kind of work your way up, and there was a local doctor in town that I'm friends with, and he used to compete. And, you know, he come over and say, you ought to go give it a try. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. Embarrass myself. And finally went to one and you know, got a couple of calls. And I thought, well, this is for me. It's a bunch of old fat guys sitting around drinking and barbecuing all night. I'm in for that. Can't play football anymore or baseball. So, you know, the barbecue thing, I don't know. And then you get that first ribbon and you're hooked. And that was about, 13, 14 years ago.
Isn't that something? Because I think it's that way with a lot of, not just competitive barbecuing, but a lot of sports. I came out of the horse business. I was involved in that for years. And you would see people kind of struggle at the beginning, and they would go and go and go. And the first time they came out of the arena with a blue ribbon, they were life. They were hooked for life, you know.
It's amazing what you'll do for a $5 ribbon.
Yeah, isn't it? That's absolutely...
It really is. I cook, you know, these contests now with what we're, you know, the types of meat that we're cooking and the quantities and the price of the cookers and the travel and entry fees. You know, you're going to drop $1,000 a weekend easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a few ribbons and, oh, this is great. It's well worth it.
So you get at the Jack, though, you get a piece of the monetary prize, too, don't you?
Yeah, the reserve paid $2,500. I think Tuffy Cool Smoke, I think he got $10,000, so he did really well.
Well, that paid for part of his year.
Yeah, it did. And then the brisket win was $1,000. But I'd trade all that for just that trophy that we got. I mean, means more to me than you could have paid me the $10,000. I'd have swapped for that trophy.
Absolutely. Speaking of cooking good stuff here, I want to tell you about Painted Hills Natural Beef, not you, John, but our listeners here. They are a proud sponsor of the Quack Shack at the Oregon Ducks home games. And Painted Hills Natural Beef has no hormones, antibiotics, or any other nasty bad things in them. It's beef like Grandpa used to raise. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef, and I have used their beef. I can personally endorse them. I have used their beef for over 15 years in all of my TV and personal stuff like that. So that works out really, really well. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk more with John. I just love the Parrothead Smokers. I just You must be my generation or something there, John. I'm telling you.
It might be.
You might be.
The guy's been around so long. You know, you go to a concert and there's people that are 18 and 80 there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
we're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, we're somewhere in the middle. All right, we're going to be back on The Nation with John. See if I say it right. Nigles. Anyway, close enough. We'll be back. Wild West is gonna get wilder tonight. White hats, black hats, cowgirls and outlaws, two-step line dance and the fastballs. Wild West is gonna get wilder tonight.
Full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to The Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm going to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, and KMED down in Medford. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to get back with John Nilges in just a second, but I wanted to tell you, don't forget to check out Barclays. They're in Woodburn. It's a pawn shop, but they've got all kinds of cool stuff. Kayleen, did I ever tell you that they have full-size Predator and Alien guys in the back room there? You can go see them. You can get your picture taken with them. But they are like life-size. They're huge. And you can email us if you have any questions at barbecuenation@kxl.com, or if you want to send me a recipe. Because like I said, if I use your recipe on the air, I will send you personally a prize. That's if I use your recipe on the air. And that is recipes@kxl.com. So we're talking with John from the Parrot Heads. John is the Parrot Head, I guess is the way we should probably say it there. He just won the Reserve World title at the Jack. They had 68 championship teams from the U.S. And 26 international teams. Still, I mean, that's not as big, John, as Kansas City, but that's still a lot of teams.
It is. You know, when you go down that list and you see Cool Smoke and Jackville South and Iowa Smoky D's and Hot Wachulas and people from all over the country that you hear about, and, you know, they're all fantastic cooks. It's a bit daunting a little bit when you roll in there and see all these giant rigs and, you know, and you're cooking out of an Evia tent and, you know, have an old stick burner, but you never know.
Hey, you never know. And it also, you know, it's the judging. I mean, when I was telling you I was in the horse business for a long time, I was an official at a lot of shows, 400 or 500 of them over the years, I guess. But it also depends on what the judges are looking for that day, how they get up in the morning, how they feel, what their taste buds, what their palates are going to be like that day. I mean, there's so many subjective things in one of these competitions, I think, that sometimes you have to have the stars lined up for you.
Well, you know, I had a lot of friends texting on Saturday after the award, or before the awards, and after we'd turned in, and, you know, how'd you do? I said, really? Turned in better during the year, and, you know, I kind of would have graded it out as a B, and, you know, like you said, you hit the right table, and you get a little lucky, and you get on stage, and we've turned in, you know, way better stuff at you know, other Jacks, and finished 30th, so you got to turn in good stuff, and you got to get a little lucky.
How many tables were there, judging tables?
Oh, 90 teams, that'd be probably 16 tables.
That's
give or take, maybe 15, yeah.
And do you turn into the same table every time, or is it different for the different categories?
Yeah, it should be. They watch my box number and everybody else's box number. So if I've been to table number two, I should never go back to table number two. So they, you know, they try and make it fair that way. So if one table is judging high or one table is judging low, that, you know, you don't hit it twice.
Sure.
And they do a good job with it. We can go back now with KCBS, and when we get our scores and stuff, you can actually look and it'll show what tables you hit. So.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I mean, I think that's a really good thing because, you know, in any type of competition, but barbecue, horses, you know, 4-H, whatever, it's all kind of this aggregate when you really get, you know, said and done, I think.
You talk to cooks on the weekend, and everybody's got their idea how to tweak things, and I don't know what KCBS could do. It seems like a fair system to me, and it's always going to be a bit of a crapshoot because everybody's tastes are different. So it's not golf.
Yep. Well, it's as long as there's the human element in that. That's always going to be the uncertainty. You know, if you cooked that brisket and you shoved it through your wife's oven after you took the wood out to dry it out and it went magically into this computer system and judged it and came back and said, you know, you scored 90 out of 100 or whatever, you know, but that's not that way. We are all different, and our taste buds are certainly different. And so that can make a big difference on that. So let's go back and talk about your brisket. Tell us how you actually do that.
Well, you know, it usually starts about the briskets that I had this time were probably aged close to 50 days. And that's a little longer than normal, but, you know, we kept them at probably right at freezing the whole time. So, you know, you start, you know, almost a month and a half early just thinking about it. And finding good briskets is hard enough. And finding the right quality and then the right size. And everybody struggles with that right now. So I've got a guy that I've used for, you know, quite a few years. And, you know, it's small time and doesn't produce many. So I'll take them when I can get them. And it just happened to be one of those. And age it and get there. And, we'll inject it a little bit. And I cook them hot and fast, like, you know, probably half the team's out there now.
Sure.
So it's, you know, get some smoke on it, wrap it in some foil, and get it up to about 200 degrees and hold it and hope for the best when it comes out of foil. And I personally don't like that style of brisket. We'd just gone down to Texas and did a tour of Louis Mueller's and Franklin and, you know, all the big barbecue names down there, and that's what I like, a good peppery, salty brisket. And what we turn for KCBS is more pot-roasty than briskety, I think.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, I got to tell our listeners about something here, John. We've got Hometown Hearth and Grill is teaming up with Regency Fireplace, and I think you've heard the spots on the show here. The 6th and the 7th of November, which is coming up, they're having a great big sale. Prices are reduced. Party is on over at Hometown Hearth and Grill. So you definitely want to be over there on November 6th or 7th and get yourself, if you're looking for a new fireplace, that's the place to go. We're going to take a break here on The Nation. We're going to be back with John and Miss Kayleen and myself right after this. Don't go away.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and home-based here in Portland on KXL News 101.1 FM. How's that? That's my FM voice right there. You like that? Good. Kayleen's nodding her head, yes. We've got John with us here who was just crowned. I guess crowned would be the proper term. Crowned. He earned. He competed. Chief parrot head in the world. Not really. That's Jimmy's deal. But John won reserve champion there at the Jack in Lynchburg last weekend. And we were talking about before we went to break this time, his brisket. So I've got a question for you, John. Do you cook the whole brisket? Or I know guys out here on the West Coast are actually, you know, they're kind of squaring them off.
Right. You know, these aren't really huge. So when I trim everything at home.
Sure.
And I'm not trimming off a whole lot. You know, used to cook them and kind of cut them down to the size of the box. And I don't do that anymore. I try and cook them as close to whole as possible. You know, you got to get them trimmed down some or they're not going to fit in foil right.
Right.
But, you know, and then guys are trimming briskets down. They're really exposing the point because they're wanting to get burn-ins out of that. And I kind of carve most of that off. I'm not going to turn it in, so it don't need to go in there.
Yes. So do you do your own rubs? I mean, do you create your own rubs, or do you use a commercial rub, or tell us about what you use on that?
Well, for, you know, the other three meats, I blend rubs, just commercial rubs together. And then for brisket, it's just kind of one that I make myself that I've tweaked over the last few years. And, you know, it's fairly simple, but it's my own.
Yeah.
Coming to a store near you.
There you go. There you go. Well, you ought to call Buffett and see if he'll back you on that.
Yeah, maybe he will. I don't know. I see he's got sauces out now, so he maybe needs to get into the rub business.
Maybe he does need to get in the rub business. I know for years when I developed my rubs, which were actually out on the market, and then I took them off, and they'll probably be back out next year here pretty much in the Northwest. But I always got disappointed in going to the markets, and I couldn't find exactly what I wanted, and that's how I started with the I built four of them, and I ended up making the formulas for 12 different ones, which we only ever marketed four of them. But I think that's what a lot of people that cook like we do, you just can't find exactly what you want out there, so you just kind of tweak it. And I turned you put wood in your wife's oven. I turned ours into a chem lab, you know, and this was long before Breaking Bad. Trust me, this was just, you know, a lot of garlic and a lot of different peppers and honey and all kinds of stuff. So.
Oh yeah. Well, there's a lot of eccentric folks out here in the barbecue world, and you know, we can never find one rub that, you know, is just quite right. So we're always tweaking the commercial stuff or sauces we're blending one guy with another or adding honey to it. You know, and cookers are never quite right. You know, we got to have more than one, or we tinker with the one that we've got and make it a little bit different. So I hear you. It's, the brisket rub of mine is pretty simple, but, you know, a lot of salt, a lot of pepper, and a few other things. But maybe 5 years ago, it had 25 ingredients in there. I was like, you can't taste it. So, you know, you start taking things out.
It makes it a hell of a lot easier and cheaper.
Yeah.
To do that. Yeah, it does. I know that I have at home a smoker, firebox on the end smoker. I bought probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. And it's an old rickety thing, but I still use it once in a while. It's not going anywhere. You know, it's living right there kind of around where the nice ones are, where the nice barbecues are in the back porch and stuff. It kind of lives around the corner. It's in its semi-retirement. But when I'm home all by myself, I pull that old thing up right on the edge of the deck there, and I'll go to work with it. So that's kind of fun. Yeah.
You know, as long as it turns out good food, they don't have to be pretty. There's, you know, a lot of guys cooking out of those drum smokers and homemade cookers. And as long as you know how to run it, you know, it's all good.
It's pretty simple. You put the fuel in the wood and light it up, and you know, let it kind of get the temperature and get settled, and then you start cooking. That's about as much as I can handle anymore. You know,
just eating meat. I think we all overthink things sometimes.
I would say that's probably true. Anyway, listen, I want to tell us, our listeners, about something, and then we're going to play the lightning round. I didn't tell you about this part of the show when we do it, but I think you'll have fun with it. So just bear with us for a second.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about Painted Hills beef, Kayleen, and it's really good. And I always make fun of things, you know, that's my job. And I would always say, you know, there's no hormones or no antibiotics like that. No styrofoam, no Volkswagens, that type of thing. Yeah, it's all good. Well, I did a thing for Painted Hills out in one of the stores last Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, when I do that for Painted Hills, I'm always the star. And, of course, you know, my huge ego and all that type of thing. But it's always, I've got more friends when I do an in-store deal with Painted Hills than I ever had in my life. That's a true story. True story. And so that's supposed to segue me into over here talking about Bear Mountain Barbecue Pellets. So there's my segue. How's that? I use Bear Mountain Barbecue Pellets. I do. And you know, in my little smokers, the little chiefs and those types of things, and also in the pellet smokers. And I like them because there's, you know, the one thing I like about them is there's no residue because they don't use adhesives and stuff in it. So, you know, you can tell by looking at me because you're the only one that actually sees me that I'm not too worried about what I consume. But for most people who are concerned about that, the Bear Mountain pellets are very clean. They burn clean. They do a very nice job. They don't add any of the flavor oils like that. It's all the natural woods that they use. So if you're getting cherry, you know, pellets, they're actually made out of cherry wood. Same with hickory, what have you. So that's Bear Mountain. You can find them at a barbecue retailer near you. But or you can go to their website, which is BMFP, B as in Bob, or Bear. How's that? MountainForestProducts.com. I think you'll like that. So, okay, lightning round for John. Here we go. You ready, John?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. What is your preferred heat source when you're smoking or barbecuing?
Love charcoal.
There you go. Do you marinade or no marinade?
No marinade.
No marinade. With or without alcohol?
Me or the meat.
Either one.
Well, me for sure.
Okay.
The meat, no.
Okay. Do you have a favorite cut of meat?
I guess brisket.
You like brisket?
Yeah.
And we get that a lot. Yeah, we get that a lot here.
It kind of goes in cycles.
Yeah. In your opinion, what is the optimum aging time for beef? You just told us you aged one 5 weeks, so.
Yeah, the one for the jack was almost 50 days.
Yeah.
And normally I would go about 21.
There you go. Anything you can't or won't smoke or grill besides Jell-O?
I don't think I'm putting any salmon in my smoker.
Okay.
I would stay away from salmon and maybe lamb.
Okay. Are you prejudiced against lamb, John?
No, I love it. I just, I'm not sure I want the, it can be a little strong sometimes.
Sure.
I'm not sure I want that residual
right.
flavors in there.
Yeah, I have a separate smoker that I use for fish. So,
yeah.
If we made you czar of barbecue for 1 week, what would you, as the chief of the Parrot Heads, what would you do? What would you decree?
Well, I'll tell you what, it already happened. We have such a hard time getting parsley in so many areas that we petitioned and banged away at KCBS to have them add kale, and they added kale. January 1st, we can start using kale. So my wish has already come true.
There we go. John, what is one thing you wish you had never eaten?
Oh, boy. Well, being Vegas, I thought it was pudding, and I think maybe it was mayonnaise.
Okay, last one really quick because we got to take another break. Boxers or briefs?
Oh, boxers.
There you go. There you go. We'll be back on The Nation with more of John, the world champion, reserve world champion, right after this.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Hey, we're back on The Nation here, and we are cooking. That would be the Barbecue Nation, and we've got John Nilges from, I think John lives in South Dakota, but He is a world traveler with his barbecue trailer, I can tell you that. And speaking of that, this weekend is the USA Barbecue Championships in Laughlin coming up. John, what are you going to do for Halloween tonight?
Oh, nothing. Put a couple shoulders in, and Sunday morning, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing on TV at 7:30, I believe. So,
oh boy,
we got to get to bed early so we can get up early.
Well, next week I get a new smoker. I get to try a new smoker. It's actually a Commando. I've been thinking too many things this morning. It's been a long morning for me. And it's a pellet smoker, so I'm excited. That's from the Black Olive people. They're giving me one to try there, so I really enjoy that. If you had one day, I mean, if I said, what is your perfect day, John? What do you do? What's your perfect day for you?
Oh, yeah, well, it certainly isn't cleaning barbecue pits and stuff like that after a contest. I don't know, maybe on the river, you know, just hanging out.
Did you do any fishing up there?
Yeah, we've got great fishing in South Dakota, a lot of walleyes, and I guess they got some other things, but I kind of like the old muddy bottom stuff. A good old catfish for me is just fine.
There you go. Well, you guys have a lot of upland birds, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got seven hunting seasons started last week, and there's people come in from everywhere to come to South Dakota and hit them pheasants.
Well, you know, I love pheasants. I mean, I love to hunt them, but I really like to eat them. So
yeah,
they fly well, but they don't fly fast enough sometimes. That's the trick. So, you know, we're talking about going, let's get serious for just about 10 seconds. That's about all I can ever take. I guess let me ask it in more of a satirical mode, because sometimes some of our guests will tell us this. How many briskets did you ruin before you actually figured out what you were doing?
Boo. Yeah, a lot, I think. You know, when I started out, it was like, if there isn't a log in that cooker all the time, it's not barbecue, you know. And and looking back, I'm sure it was like chewing on a cigarette or something. It was so over-smoked. And now, you know, it's kind of lighten up on the wood. Don't hit it so hard.
Now, do you serve, when you're at home, and like you got the Chiefs game this weekend, do you serve it the same way, or do you at the competitions, or do you serve it like for people that aren't that much into barbecue, so you put a little extra sauce on it or something? I mean, how do you do that at home?
It's gonna. I will probably. I've got a couple big butts, and these are actually Mangalista butts. So I'm looking forward to trying that. And I'll probably smoke them 4 hours in the backyard, and you know, I hate to say it, but I'm going to stick them in a full pan and stick them in the oven at about 200 degrees at about 10 o'clock, and just let them roll in there. They've got enough smoke, and they'll turn out perfect. And
sure,
I'll take them into the bar, shred them up, and pour a good vinegar sauce on them. We wouldn't do that at a competition, but that's what I like. And sadly, we don't generally turn in what we like. We're always, you know, trying to figure out what these darn judges want.
Yeah, well, you can curse them anytime. That's okay. I'll let you do that. But that is tough on that. But, you know, it's kind of funny that you say that, because sometimes I cook on television and stuff also, and what I actually present on camera is not exactly what I serve at home. And I know a lot of people have figured that out already about me, but there's kind of, you do it, if you will, the professional way, and then there's kind of the personal way you do it. And so it's, 'cause I'll have people actually call me or email me, and they said, I did that at home exactly what your recipe said, and it didn't quite look the same or come out the same. And I said, well, you know, recipes are only guidelines, unless you're baking. You know, baking, you got to be kind of careful with it. Anyway, John, thank you for being with us today, and congratulations on your reserve champion win there at the Jack in Lynchburg. And we appreciate you. Don't hang up. I want you to stick on the line, but we got to wrap this show up. And good luck to you next year, buddy.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for this week on the Barbecue Nation. I'd like to thank Miss Kayleen for hanging out with me this hour again. And McGarian is back there warming up on a bar stool, as usual. So until next week, I'm Jeff Tracy, JT. We'll see you then. Take care, everybody. Heading out for the mountains, knowing he was traveling for the